episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Rick and Rollo after show. Rick and Rollo after show. What a song. How, get your fucking jumbo jack and fuck off. That's what he says. Wonderful lyrics by Bon Scott. Telling Howard Hughes to get his jumbo jet and fuck it off at the airport. Rollo and Jollo.
I did hear that. Yeah, the after show. I'm not sure you should come in that early, but there you go.
Hey, Rollo, you're a pro.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Bellaset wanted Hard Act to follow by Grinspoon. that's his joke.
We are the greatest show ever.
It was a reference though to Thrills, Kills, and Sunday Pills, which you said earlier. Pills. You said those lyrics.
There you are. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Stop it.
Nice.
So he lives up here. He lives up here, Rollo. What's his name from the lead singer from Phil? Phil lives in Port Macquarie. From that band.
Grinspoon.
Lives not far from me.
Oh, good on you.
Apparently so.
I might live up there sometime. I don't know where I'm going to live. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Get a house next to Rick. He'll like that.
But
no, I was thinking of buying one next to Christy. Buying one next to Christy.
I'm sure. She's going to love that.
I don't know if she's going to enjoy that.
Life. She escaped, and then you're going to buy a house next to...
Yeah. If I don't do that, I'll buy one next to my old man.
In Thailand.
In a unit, right next. Yeah, in Thailand, yeah.
Anyway, that was a fantastic show, Rollo. You've done a really good production.
I couldn't do it without you or
obviously.
Oh, here we go, the after show.
Obviously, Rollo, you couldn't do it without me. And I couldn't do it without you.
Yeah.
Either of us couldn't do it without Jollo or Joel.
Joel, what do you think about husband
to
be a girl in that cheers? Let's hear the cheers theme tune again and see now.
Is
it
real? Is that for real?
Because I fell over myself. You're a bit younger than us, so you don't remember. It started in 1982. Cheers.
I just had a bit to drink really that funny. Night. I know it was from the 80s. Because I'm more of a Frasier fan from the 90s, so I should have known. He played Frasier Crane for 11 years on Cheers, then 11 years on Frasier. So he's played the same character for 22 years.
David Hyde Pierce.
Sometimes you wanna go where
everybody knows your name. Just wait for that line. Husband wants to be a girl. You wanna be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright. And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl.
Well,
there it is. What's that?
It's what a voice. What a laugh. Hey, but I like
you want to see what Shelley Long looks like now.
No.
She looks like an old grandma. She hasn't had work. She hasn't like
just like
Kelly Kirby Alley turned into a blimp.
A blimp. Yeah, but
I think what's his name? The original barman Woody still looks pretty good for his
Because he roller skates and he keeps spinning.
Yeah, yeah.
He's having a great life.
I said, the Kevin Bacon thing I watched the other night, Chrissy couldn't watch it because it's just too graphic porn on Amazon. It's called the Bondsman, where he's like, you haven't paid, if you've been let out on bail or something and you've, they try and hunt you down. Anyway, he gets killed. He gets his throat cut and then he has to,
Kevin,
he goes to hell, but he's allowed back here on Earth with his whole family and his throat, which is like he's smoking and the smoke comes through his mouth and out the hole in his throat. But then he puts masking tape around it so he could smoke properly. Like, I remember Abelisit last week. You'd love to smoke again. I mean, vaping.
Proper vaping is
cheaper than smoking cigarettes.
Well, my son,
I'd be still smoking now if I had liquid money to do it.
Yeah. We're in town tonight, and he had to go out and buy another vape because he has to get a particular type. I forget the name of them. Well, apparently they're better.
Well, like he gets all his stuff from New Zealand. He's got nicotine in his vape. You can't get that in Australia.
Not anymore.
You can get that in Australia now.
You can just go into these illegal tobacco shops everywhere.
And put it in your vape machine.
Watermelon, apple. No, there's no vape machines. This is straight out little packets of it's called. And I'm telling you.
Well,
roll it. I was in last night. No, not last night. The other night.
Okay.
In Asheville. And I've got a bit. There's three or four, just within minutes of each other, these giant vape shops that have just got big posters of Mike Tyson and actual cutouts of Mike Tyson everywhere. They've got every different bong you can get, every flavored tobacco, all these things you can add to your pot that makes it flavored. That's a new thing. I've never seen that before. It's something that you add.
So you get THC stuff that you can put in your.
No, it's not THC stuff.
So you can hire the guy.
So you can buy the flavors to put into your pot that makes it more strawberry, watermelon.
Right.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. And this is a big business. And
Can you get cocaine?
No.
Vape?
hey, that.
That's another one.
Possibly so, but you'd have to know who to get it from. You need to buy real coke and then get a flavor additive to mix in with it.
Buy some Percocets or Oxycontin, crush it up, and just, snort it. It's almost the same.
I would say so.
You can even Dexys will get you a little bump.
What's the other one? What's the one that sent for the antipsychotic stuff that you get?
Xanax.
Xanax.
That's the one we were having that night on the balcony. How many Dexys did Bella do that night? My God. I was just going. We had a whole bottle, and he just kept crunching them down.
You're the
After show.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
We have to be quite honest here. I think we preempt.
Honesty is the best policy. After show on Truth Meets.
Well, no, we preempted the huge success of Amel and the Sniffers. I think they're going to become. I'm telling you, Roland.
Amel Nitrate.
I think they're going to become.
What was that?
I think that they're going to become one of the biggest bands ever in the next 2 years. No, look, Rollo, I'm listening to people.
I went to see them at that Misery Guts, the guy from. Yeah, now Newcastle. What was it? It was the Smashing Pumpkins, but they were the lead up band, and they were. She was. That was awesome. They had world wrestling there and everything of that night.
Everything, but it was crazy. They would be the most popular band there. And I'm
and I got done shedding.
You got sick.
I got sick. I took a couple of pills. I must admit, from people I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cooked for a couple of weeks. My whole back turned purple. I looked at myself in the mirror.
That's weird.
I was scared to even show Christy. I said something's wrong with my. I had this cough. This wicked cough. I looked in the mirror purple. It's like someone had just gone, you know, like a punching bag on my back or something. Yeah,
well,
it's crazy.
That's weird. That's weird. But I've got the same cough. Well, it's getting a little bit better, but still good. Fucking bad. Mm. Hey, Rollo, that was a really good show. Rick and Rollo, episode 20, whatever it was.
Well, we aim to please. Now, forgetting Sarah Marshall, I've got all these tabs open here. Yeah,
we don't aim to do nothing. We just end up doing a really good show.
That's a double negative. We don't aim to do nothing. You do understand? You did a double negative there.
I don't care about my Dougal.
Just being a cunt.
Hey, this time next week, I'm going to be. This time next week, I'm going to be in Melbourne. In Carlton.
Yeah, I'm going to come down there. I'm going to show you around Lygon Street and the best parts of Melbourne to be know.
Well, you're actually not coming down with me, but I actually am going to be there. I'm going to be there next.
Make sure you get on a flight where the goddamn, you know, your pilot's not jabbed so you can get there.
I want to
know
if
my pilot's
jabbed or not. Yeah, well, it's true. Rollo, you are 100% correct. I never ever thought that. I'll tell you this, Rollo. The last time I got on a plane, I walked through, and this is no kidding. I kid you not. This is 4 years ago.
Sure.
I went into Sydney Airport.
Is it 4 years since you've been on a plane? Wow. That's a long time. Yeah, cool.
When was the last time?
When was the last time I was on a plane? Yeah, that's a good point.
Probably six years ago.
Where did I go last time? Probably Colombia.
Colombia. Yeah.
South America. Yeah.
Six years ago.
Yeah.
6 years ago. So
that's a long time, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was on a plane 4 years ago, and I walked through. I'll kid you not. This is me. No mask. No, I'm not putting a mask on. I walked through into Sydney Airport. We'll say 4 years ago. About 4 years ago. Every fuckwit ever anywhere had a mask on, except from I think I saw
me.
One.
Would have drove me nuts.
You know what I did? I just went. This is fantastic. I'm not doing it. And they can get fucked. So I walked through. I was in Sydney Airport. I walked through. I got some food. There were people eating, pulling the mask down, having a bite, and pulling the mask back up again. And I'm like, you fucking spastics. You fucking
I've seen it done myself.
It happened. I got on the plane. We're up in the air.
People driving around on their own in their cars with masks on.
By themselves, the masks.
Drove me nuts during that period.
I'm talking about 2021, last time I got on a plane. I kid you not, this is no lies, which is a great Noisework song, and they're touring again, be told. No lies by Noisework.
I love that song. Lies. Great song. I've just been invited to the live stream. An ounce of salt. Frank's in there with fake hair right now.
By themselves.
They're just having a chat. I'm just saying, got an invite, a personal invite.
Don't tell Joel.
Tell Joel. That's right, because I think
funny how they're not inviting me. Why would
I said that Alberta thing, you know, they want us to see it, and you said he's a Yank or something. That thing that
Roll it. I got on a plane and I was sitting on this.
Yeah.
No mask.
Okay.
No masks.
Yeah.
Because I had to get back to buy my van, the van I've got, my van, been looking after me for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get back to pay for it. So I said, oh, look, I'll fly back on. I got a flight from Sydney to Port Macquarie. And I walked into the airport. Everyone, there was say there was 1,000 people. 998 of them had masks on, at least. I walked through, and people looked at me, and I just gave them this look like, "What are you looking at?" Look, which I love, I thrive on. And I said, "I got food." I was watching people with masks. Having a McDonald's breakfast, pulling a mask down at one bite and pulling the mask back up again. And I realized we are in La La Land. La Land, right?
It cost me a lot of money. It probably cost me.
Rollo, I got on the flight.
I need to go to the bathroom. I'm down through the self-indulgent music choices. Now, you've got Serge Gainsborough at Bridget Bardot. Do you want that?
No, absolutely not.
You got John and Ringo, Good Night Vienna.
Hey, that's a good song.
Now, the next one, Give Me Love.
No, I'd say Good Night Harrison Vienna. Good Night Vienna is such an out there song, and it's John Lennon with Ringo Starr.
And yeah, it's got you UFOs. Want that?
Yeah, if we can.
Let me copy that. Great. Send that to Joel. Copy link.
I think Joel's too fast. He's probably already got it in his head, and he's going bam, 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 bam. I'm telling you, you're really? Dealing with a pro.
Yeah, I know what a pro is.
Rollo, Jolo is a pro. Jolo.
Well, he has
Jolo
it now.
Is a pro.
Good so on, it's man. Called. Yeah, you good you night, you bring it in, John and Ringo. Good night, Vienna. What do we know about? Is it new?
No, it's from 1971. It was written by John Lennon.
Was John murdered? He was murdered in 1980.
Right, shut up. Go to the toilet. Go to the toilet.
Going.
John Lennon and Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Now, has anyone else ever played Good Night Vienna on a podcast? I bet they haven't. Rick and Rollo.
Rick and Rollo after show, yeah.
With Jollo. Rick and Rollo.
Thanks to Jollo Bellister. I'm just going through some of these self-indulgent. I've never heard the Doors. Peace Frog, which Carl Kahn can.
It's not bad, but it's a mainstream Doors song, and I'm not a fan of the Doors.
What about the Paragons? Have you ever heard of them? ABBA, like that's one that you suggested.
Did I?
I don't know who they are. I've never heard it. Like most of this stuff.
You're right. So band. Mm. And they're using this ABBA, and I'm saying ABBA, Abaddon, guaranteed. So the band ABBA claimed, this is their version, Napoleon Wilson.
Yeah.
They claimed that their band was Anna, Agnetha, and Benny and Bjorn.
I think they're they're better than the Beatles, ABBA, myself. I find them more enjoyable.
Well, they're much better looking.
Have you ever heard Hooked on ABBA? You know, those Hooked on Classics?
Yeah.
Those Hooked on Classics where they mix them all together. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were only together to 1974 to 1981. That's
My conspiracy theory, high level. Advanced conspiracy theory says ABBA is Abaddon, and Abaddon. You've got right now for the media.
Well, it is a palindrome. ABBA is it's a palindrome. Front and back. Yeah,
for sure. Right. Yeah, no, I'm saying so. The whole name's fake.
What else we got in here? We got Brian Eno, The True Wheel. What the hell's that?
Oh, that's
the way you put that.
One of my favorites.
Should I send that to Bella?
You don't need to send anything. I can just go, you say the word and he produces the song.
Does he?
And,
if I send it to him and then we get it?
The True Wheel is actually got they keep repeating the.
Is it worth listening to in the after show?
The True Wheel.
You can talk over it.
Here we go. Shut up. Fantastic, man. Certain ratio. Very nasty like. We'll be right back.
There we go.
Certain ratio is straight out of Nazi Germany back in the day. There's a certain ratio of certain people that need to be here and not to be here. They're there, 100%.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we're out there.
I'm just doing... We can talk over the music and no one cares. Look, there's David... Martha put David Johansen, New York Dolls frontman, and my pioneer dead at 75. So is that new, or did he die years ago?
David Johansen just died about 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, there you go. So we didn't do his... I don't know who he is from a bar of soap.
No, he was the lead singer for the band called the New York Dolls, and they were a transgender band.
Okay.
Guaranteed. 100%. And that's
did they
a
have a
song.
Hit? Did they? Yeah.
What was the song by the New York Dolls? What was it called?
You said, it hasn't been well. He hasn't been well for years. Obviously, made zero money or no insurance for his wife.
No money.
GoFundMe, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great singer. And the New York Dolls had We Are the Mystery Girls. Waiting for the mystery girls or mystery.
Yeah. Right. Is it a good song?
Yeah, great song.
Yeah, I'll play it.
It's called Who Are the Mystery Girls? Something like that. New York Girls is part of this whole agenda of transgender agenda. And that band was.
It's a man, baby!
100%. There he goes. He's always on. Always on.
Oh, first. Yeah, he's always on.
Who are the mystery girls?
I'm looking it up now.
David Johansen.
I can't offer anything more.
Well, I'll tell you now.
I know nothing.
They were produced by the same guys that was Malcolm, who made sure that they became famous.
Got it.
The mystery girls. Great song. I remember the album back in 70. And I remember it, and it was definitely part of this agenda, right, to get you into transgender agenda. That was part of this. Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Velo has it right now. Okay, well, have a listen to and that. Who are the mystery girls? Yeah, he just passed away 2 weeks ago, you can talk over it.
Full of junkies, a band full of junkies. They had so many. Most of the band were junkies. Here we go.
Bad timing.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
What?
So what I wanna take on home, I wanna say you wanna stay a year. But who the one I wanna take on home, I gotta crawl right to the hill, hoping that the one who's trying to slap it in the door and wants to keep it like a mystery girl. Who's the one who wanna kick it on the floor and tryna treat it like a scat of love? I'm talking about love. Who's the mystery girl? And I wanna know. Who's the mystery girl? So why don't you tell me? Who's the mystery girl? Who's the mystery girl? So who's the one who's most prepared for the test? Is gonna tell them where she can roam. But who's the one who walks up Milano Street and leaves them shouting? Like a mystery girl. And who's the one who wants to kick it on the floor and try to treat it like a scat of love? I'm talking about love. And I wanna know. So you better tell me.
Fantastic, Joel. You are doing.
You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Stranded When I'm on My Own. Stranded all alone.
To be honest, I'm not sure which came out first, but you're right, 100%, Rollo. And he died in 2013. That was Chris. What's his name from the Saints? He died, and he was another one that these guys turned up, played music, and actually changed people's brains into punk or whatever. 100%. So, Rollo, you're 100% correct. 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Can we have let's see if Bella can. Yeah. Let's see how close it sounds to.
Stranded.
The Australian. Stranded. That's Australian. Is that Australian band? Stranded? Yeah, or are they English?
Oh, absolutely. No. They were the biggest punk band before Sex Pistols was the Saints, Australia. Yeah. And they played that song. What was it called? Stranded.
Stranded.
I'm stranded. Stranded.
It's got a lovely.
See if Jolo can play it. Jolo can
I'll find it. I'll find it and send it to him. Here we go. Just make sure he plays the right one.
But these are really important songs.
Yeah.
Culture creation.
Yeah.
Especially David Johansen. He passed away about 3 weeks ago from cancer.
Oh.
So we're going to play Stranded by the Saints, which is...
Yeah, we are. Here we go. Great song. Discord to straight to Velo. Here we go. No, you'll have it in one, five, four, three, two, three, one. Two. It is a great song. So they used to play it on ABC all the time.
Like a snake calling on a phone, I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded. I'm lost, babe, I've got no direction. And I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. 'Cause I'm stranded on my own. Play the man thing I can't do. You lost your mind stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Well, come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own.
Fantastic, man.
I tell you, that lead singer, Chris Bailey, right?
Chris Bailey.
I swear, Chris Bailey. He looked like Mick Malloy. It's spitting image of Mick Malloy. A young Mick Malloy.
Yeah. So that band, that was a major influence. Punk movement.
Yeah. brilliant song.
Everyone loves it. Fantastic. We've got Joel.
It's such a simple riff.
Yep.
I love it.
Fantastic. Dude, this is one of those greatest shows we've ever done, ever before.
Yeah.
The Rick and Roller After Show. Greatest show, greatest music. Be told, you're listening to Rick and Roller and Jolo.
Yeah.
Grant Jolo. The,
yeah, the After Show. The After Show with Duper Duper Jolo Velocet.
The
who's
producer
our Duper Duper producer with a producer. That's right. Yeah. Let's go. Shall we go back through the self indulgent? You are so funny. I loved the ending of last week. What was the ending of last week's show when you kept on talking and thank you, Rick. Try to get you to shut up.
Yeah, but
thank you, Rick.
Impossible.
Thank you, Rick.
It's impossible to shut me up.
After the Harry Vander guy, God, I've forgotten his name already. The Bruisers. Now you said
Bruiser.
That's been covered. Now that's been covered by who said the bald guy? Bad Boy for Love.
And they
covered that version. Song.
He did absolutely. The
Rose
Tattoo, Black Eye Bruiser.
Let's see if we can find Rose.
I like the way that so basically Angry Anderson comes in and trying to start a fight with his audience.
Yep.
Song, he goes, "What are you looking at?"
Why doesn't that surprise me?
No, 100%. I'm actually going to be in Melbourne first time where Angry Anderson came from.
Really? Really? You haven't said that already.
Next,
well, you're so funny. You're so funny, Rick.
No, Joel's so funny. Joel, you're so funny.
Is he funnier than you? Who's the funniest? No. Who's the funniest? Hey, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the funniest of them all? Is it Gal Gadot or is it Rachel Zegler? Who is the funniest of them all? I would say. If it comes to comedians, I'd say Rodney Rood's up there. I'd say
George Smilovich was funny. George Smilovich was funny.
Yeah, but who's naturally funny? Like
what's in your head?
Everything they say.
What's in your head?
Do you think he's funny? Do you think the fakeologist is funny?
What's in your head?
You need to underthink a little more.
I know that Velo loves his soundboard.
He's got the greatest soundboard ever. I can find.
Here we go. I found it.
Thank you.
Rick. Bad Boy for Love. Bad Boy for Love is all over the place here.
Not bad.
But we don't want that. We want this one. Here we go. Here we go. Straight to Velo right now. No. Hold on. My phone's playing up. There we go. All right, straight to Velocet right now. You're going to get it in 3, 2, 1. This is Angry Anderson doing the cover of who originally did it? Black Eyed Bruiser.
Stevie Wright. This is a new
version. This is Angry Anderson's version from Velocet. Go Angry. Get it.
Listen,
get it right.
What? Listen,
man.
You
want to
what?
Back off and step away. Take the chance while I'm still here. Got one chance. Your last chance. You can step
like a bruiser.
What a voice, though.
Yeah.
What a
voice. It's a great cover. It's a great cover.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
He's got a great sense of humor on him.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
And he's, all right, he's covered from head to toe. Not really from head to toe in tattoos.
He's done it tactfully.
His hands.
So if he had a suit on, you can't tell.
Oh. Suddenly, I know this song. Suddenly,
please God, neighbors ruined him in front of me, but he did.
There you go.
This is the wedding song between Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan.
Let it go.
What a tough guy.
Oh my god.
Where were his tattoos?
This was the biggest hit in 85, I guess, around that era. 85, whatever. Was it? Oh man. It was the theme to Neighbours, the wedding between Kylie and Jason.
I've got to cut you off suddenly.
Suddenly, Harry Bay.
Oh my god!
It's nice to know that Angry Anderson has a ballad in him, though. It's good.
Well, at least he's fine. This was number one. I think it was a number one hit, Joel. It was actually a big hit.
It would have charted off the... It would have gone crazy. Gangbusters in the day.
It reminds me of Patrick Swayze, you know, the Roadhouse guy. She's like the wind.
No, it's
what the hell does that mean? Here we go. No. I'm going to open a bottle of champagne. Listen closely. You hear that? That's a bottle of champagne opening.
Listening to this song.
It's champagne music.
And to be honest, Rollo, you're right. It's down there. You're up there. It's up there and down there with the worst that's ever done.
Let's raise our glasses to Angry Anderson and Co.
It's ridiculous, man.
Why not?
Where are you?
I'll be snapping whatever we're saying.
We love you.
Hey, what a voice. It's terrible.
Bad Boys for Love.
I don't mind Sydney Girls as well. It was pretty catchy.
Yeah, not bad. And, okay. There's a couple of ballads that they did. But actually, Rose Tattoo actually lived and were those rock and roll wastrels that people talk about, you know, as being, there's a real bad thing about being a rock and roller. They actually lived the life and had the tattoos to prove it. They were there.
But he never got any tattoos above his neckline, and he never got any below his wrist. So he could wear
a suit,
and yep. Yeah, and you'd never know. He didn't have neck tattoos, or yeah, that's it.
Yep.
I thought we'd do a bit of
pat on the back for no neck tattoos. Jeez,
yeah.
that's the standard.
I sent one to Villa. It's called AC/DC, Back in Black, as if it was done in the 50s. I listened to this. I thought it was a bit of fun. You know, it was a little bit of fun.
Not bad. Not bad.
Just have Rick a little listen. Yeah, we only have to have like a couple of bars.
Rick and Rollo and Rick and Rollo and Jolo.
As if it was Back in Black. Back in Black.
Rick and Rollo and Jolo. Mm. It's Rick and Rollo and Jolo.
Yeah, the after show. Yeah, the
here we go.
Here we go.
I'm a rolling thunder, pouring rain. I'm coming on like a hurricane. My lightning's flashing across the sky. You're only young, but you're gonna die. I won't take no prisoners, won't spare no lives. Nobody's putting up a fight. I got my bell, I'm gonna take you to hell. I'm gonna get you, Satan, get you. Hell's bells, oh, hell's bells. You got me ringing hell's bells. My temperature's high, hell's bells. I'll give you black sensations up and down your spine. If you're into evil, you're a friend.
Yeah, I think, we've had enough. Yeah, the original, because, what was it, Brian Johnson? Because,
absolutely, Brian Johnson.
We just lost Vaughn.
Yeah,
after show.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
You're listening to Rick, Rollo, and Jolo. Rick, Rollo, and Jolo live.
What did you think of the Back in Black as done in the 50s?
Not bad. No, that was fantastic. Rollo. That was fantastic. I want to say, I'll blow smoke up your rectum. That was great.
I've had a few cocks up my rectum, but I've never had smoke playing up there. But there you go.
Did you really?
Yeah, I played around.
Yeah. that was good. Dude, it was good stuff.
I'm still going back to the self-indulgent music choices.
Oh, don't do that, Rollo. Come on, don't be that self-indulgent.
Next door to me's been sold to niggers. They claim
not allowed to say that word anymore.
Indians from the plains.
That was so funny. Back in the day,
I've been absolutely black banned from saying that word. You'll never get me to say that word again.
Well, we're not.
I will say, if you're from Niger, there's a African country called Niger.
Not bad.
So you're a bunch of Nigers. I would say Nigers.
Yeah, well, whatever you want to say. Righto. Look, to be honest, we're all floating around on this.
All right. How about Brittany? Martha's put Brittany Sabbath, Toxic Sabbath. What, is this fun?
Hey, no, look, honestly, that guy that does this thing, what's his name? You can see it. I can't see it.
Okay.
He is so clever. This guy can remix a song that has got nothing.
All right, to do. I'll send that to Villa.
Joel.
Joel. Yeah, exactly.
Joel.
And we'll have a little listen. And
I'll tell you. So this guy can just remix stuff.
Nothing. Really? Okay.
I'm baffled.
Villa's got it right now. So let's have a little listen. This is from Martha. So it's called Britney Sabbath. Sabbath.
Brittany Sabbath.
Toxic Sabbath, yeah. All right, Martha, it's down for you.
Here we go.
Sure.
favorite Sabbath songs. I like it already.
Good. I love his voice. Ozzy. Still there. After March.
Tommy, yummy, going for it.
Absolutely. This guy can just do anything
he wants.
Yeah. This guy absolutely can nail any song, mix it with any fucking song ever, and make it cool. Now, I've never seen that before until YouTube became a thing. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Hey, Rollo, I'm going to go to Portland.
Because I'll go out as well.
I don't need to, but I will.
Yeah,
you can do what you want, Rollo. You can do whatever you want, man.
No. I'm just going to sit here and watch the rest of Kevin Bacon, the Bondsman. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey, man, why not? Yeah. I love that story, man. But I'm getting that way.
That's Rosie snoring, isn't it?
It's Jolo cheering.
Hit from the bomb. Who remembers that song? Hit from the bomb.
That's a great song. I'll be big song. Great song.
Yeah.
You bet.
Blast, all of you.
Thank you, Rick.
Hey, guys.
Thank you, Rick. Ozzy Osbourne's still alive and well.
Rolla, I reckon we've got about 3 months or 4 months.
Until Ozzy kicks the bucket?
I'm telling you.
Right.
That guy. Well, Rollo, just don't hold your breath about Ozzy.
Well, again, the big Val Kilmer today, the true star. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Which song did you want to go out with? Because we'll do that for.
Rollo, you can.
Me? Up to me?
I wanted Grinspoon earlier, but apparently Grinspoon was a terrible choice.
No, yeah. No,
Grimspoon. Let's go out with that.
Chemical something or other by Grimspoon.
I thought chemical. The one.
Yeah, I think it was the pills, thrills, Sunday. Whatever. Sunday thrills kill Sunday pills thing. You mentioned that lyric during the show, so I think it'd be cool to just end on that. It's only one of those things because I haven't heard that in many years. Like, it's a teenage, it's a song from my teenage, I've got it. It's a song from my teenage years, and I never even think of that. And then once in a blue moon, it comes up, and you go, oh, that's cool.
That's a cool song. Really cool. The thrills, the pills, the kills.
Good night. No, not that one. It's not that one. It's different. It's different from that. You'll see.
All right.
You'll see.
All right. Cool, man.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, guys. We'll be back for Rick and Rollo 27 next week.
Next time.
Yep. Good night.
Such a fine looking fellow. I hear your belly is yellow. You're a heart like the swan.